for joining me for this Ponars podcast.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. I am an associate professor at the National Defense University.
Great. Thank you. So, Erica, why have most attempts to reform post-Soviet police forces failed?
So, all post-Soviet countries inherited very similar police forces, punitive, militarized, and politically loyal to incumbent regimes. And even in countries with rounds of competitive elections, elements of free media and diverse civil society, elected officials still continue to rely on politically loyal police force. So any changes that they tried to implement were ineffective and were really theatrics for the population as opposed to deep revision of police work. And Ukraine, before Euromaidan, is a really good example of the gap between the Soviet continuity in police functioning, and again, very militarized and punitive and unreformed, and the activity and dynamics of civil society that demanded political change. And one of the reasons why there was so much violence, I think, is also because of the gap that persisted for decades in Ukraine.
On that note, what are the recent trends in police reform programs?
Almost all post-Soviet countries announced some types of police reform programs. And of all the ambitious reforms, I see two distinct trends. One is converting police to a result-oriented force that interdicts a certain number of crimes, collects a certain number of fines from the population, and again engages in this really performative side of state capacity. We see it taking place in Russia, in Ukraine, Kazakhstan, and even in Saakashvili's Georgia. Another trend that is more optimistic that I see in former Soviet space is the bottom-up mobilization of civil society groups to demand change in police and for police to become more receptive to the needs of society. And those two trends, they can coexist within one country. And again, Ukraine, Kazakhstan are good examples of where on the one hand, you have a strong resistance in the society and attempts to participate in reform programs in their country. And on the other hand, the state's tendencies to go with result-oriented policing. And I think it's really important for former Soviet states to really focus on bringing in the voices from society into discussions of police reform programs.
Thank you. Finally, what countries have been the most successful in reforming police forces?
So all countries have a mixed bag. And countries that are traditionally considered to be a successful stories, like, again, Georgia during Saakashvili, or more recently, Ukraine, I don't think they're as successful as they appear to be, because many of the reforms, modernization reforms, especially when the material base of the police was improved considerably, or entire new police forces were hired, they were really top-down initiatives originating from interior ministry leadership level and then brought down to the population level, grassroots level. Where I do see successful examples of engagement between civil society and police officials is also in Ukraine and even in Kazakhstan, in larger countries, larger cities. Also in Kyrgyzstan, in post-Saakashvili, Georgia.